Martin Indyk served as ambassador to Israel in the Clinton administration. He's currently senior fellow for foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution. Given the events of the past few days, do you see any chance that U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni can succeed in his efforts to arrange a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians?
Not at the moment, but I hope that Zinni will not leave because the United States is still the only party in the world that can influence certainly the Israelis, but hopefully the Palestinians too, in concert with the Egyptians and others, to intervene and to try to stop this from escalating completely out of control.
Some Middle East experts are saying the Palestinians are not likely to abide by a ceasefire until they are given some hope of progress toward achieving their political objectives. Do you agree?
I do agree with that. It would have been more effective for General Zinni to have a political component, as he started out with, but for some reason his initiative shriveled down to just focusing on a ceasefire. There was a Mitchell recommendation, there was a UN Security Council resolution that the United States introduced, there's also this Saudi initiative. There needed to be a political process grafted on to the effort to get a ceasefire. But that wasn't done. The Palestinians overplayed their hands. Arafat played with the idea that he could negotiate a ceasefire while the terrorists continued their horrendous actions, and now it's become too late to do anything but see what happens as a result of the escalation in violence and see whether a new opportunity will create itself. At that point, there will need for both sides to be an intervention that stops the violence and resumes a political process.
But Israel's Prime Minister Sharon has labeled Arafat irrelevant and an enemy of Israel. And the Palestinians say Sharon's out to destroy Arafat and the Palestinian Authority. How do you get these two together?
At this point, it's mission impossible. The declaration of Arafat as an enemy means that he is clearly no longer a partner. But I think that the reality is still there for both sides, that the military solution will not produce an end to the violence. The terrorism is not going to destroy Israel, and the use of force to try to stop the terrorism is not going to solve the problem either. Eventually, both sides will have to come back to a political solution. We all know what the solution is. It's a two-state solution. The Palestinians can have an independent state, but they can't have it in place of Israel, and they can't have it through violence. And when they come to understand that, I believe that there will be strong support in Israel for that kind of solution, which the United States has put out there.
So you think if the Palestinian attacks stop, Israel might be willing to accept the Saudi peace plan?
Well, I won't go so far as say accept it in all the details, but I do think that there is a majority support in Israel these days. There was, I think, even at Camp David, for a kind of solution which involved full withdrawal from the Golan Heights and withdrawal from 97% of the West Bank and all of Gaza. And that is the essence of the Saudi plan, with the Saudis offering full peace and normalization in return, which is what the Israelis want. The problem is, how do you get there from here? Because the situation on the ground is going into full-scale war, the exact opposite of peace. And until we can, and the United States has a vital role to play here, leadership role, to find a way to stop the violence and terrorism, the Israelis will respond to that. They have no interest in the continuation of this horrendous situation. And then we can get onto that path. But I'm afraid we're going to go through a very difficult, horrendous period now, where what happens on the ground between the warring parties will determine what the possibilities are for a final political outcome.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Martin Indyk is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel and currently a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.